I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Eddie, come down here, please, to the dock. I got some more ideas for the outside cabana area. Eddie.
By the way, did anybody see that mango that the guest didn't eat? Not that I'm going to use it for something sexual. Eddie,
I need another banana. Stat. Can you bring me a banana? I'm also going to, I had a, Heather, this is for you too. I found some dust on the side of the boat.
Yeah.
Do that. It's somewhere. You need to find it.
If somebody could bring me those grapes for anal beads, that'd be great.
Yo, this is below dick. Dick.
This is below, usually.
Below the dick.
Below dick. Y'all, this, if you're new, we're going to jump in and say. Are you new? This is Reality Gaze. And we just recently jumped into the world of Below Deck. We just did Below Deck Med. If you haven't listened to that, we enjoyed it.
It was kind of a shitty season. Now that I'm looking back.
I think we're dropping a meme, a Below Deck meme tomorrow, right?
No. Now.
Oh, we already dropped it. That meme. Oh yeah. The one that it's so good.
It's already dropped.
Our sissy Christina who edited it, so great.
It's already dropped.
Check it out on our Instagram. But yeah, so my name's Matt Marr, aka Maddie, and this other queen with me is Poodle.
I'm Jake.
AKA Jake Anthony.
Why is my last name important?
You know, because Jake is a common name. Matt's a common name. We need to make this.
I'm afraid of identity theft.
It's too late. Everybody's going to know you. Everybody knows your face. Like China knows where you are.
Oh, all God, people, you're terrifying me. I want to be incognito. I want to be able to go to Beverly Hills and wear a scarf and no one knows who I am. Wait, I can still do that.
You can still do that. But you can't. If someone did show an asshole pic in West Hollywood, everybody go, oh, that's Jake.
Jake Anthony.
Y'all, if I sound echoey, you're used to the show, I apologize.
Yeah, I don't like it.
We're remote, but goat.
We are.
I'm ironically enough back in Houston with my father, and y'all, we're staying in the same house that I was trapped in forever for like 2 months when my father was
remember
in the
that?
Hospital. And y'all remember, that's when I discovered Kate Hudson vodka and I got really drunk during one of our shows.
Yeah, it wasn't a good night. I know everyone joked about it, but it wasn't fun for me.
But Kate Hudson vodka is ridiculously good. Anyway, y'all.
Is it more expensive than other vodkas?
Yes. Ugh.
Yes. I hate to tell you, it definitely can't be good as like Stoli or Grey Goose.
You know, you're much more of a vodka savant than me, but yeah. I haven't had those others well enough to know. We should do a taste test.
No, I just drink all the product.
I'm
a Tito's fan.
What if I buy the vodka?
Now we're talking.
Okay.
I'll do just about anything for some free liquor.
Free liquor.
But yeah, as you were saying, we start out with 90 Day Fiancé. We've covered lots of other reality shows. We we've only done a little bit of Housewives, but mostly we do a lot of shows about love. And we've dipped our toes into the below dick pool.
Dick. We are doing Housewives this week because on our Patreon, y'all, we cover in our and Supercast, but on a Reality Gaze extra content, we cover past season of 90 Day Fiance. We're about to start 90 Day Happily Ever After
season two, which
we'll put on the free feed just for everyone to get a little taste. But we're going to do a Bi-Curious with us, an episode we do each month. We're doing Salt Lake Housewives.
Housewives. Salt Wives, if you call them.
That's what I call them.
Wives. Salt Wives. Yes, the Salt Wives.
Which is still a show that Jake is dying to see on HBO Max.
Someone make this show.
Is it HBO or is it Stars?
It might be a Star show. They do a lot of stuff with the ocean.
They do.
But no, it's definitely, it's fishermen's wives, and they're all in different houses, and they're all waiting for they see their husbands go out to sea. And the opening credits is them just washing their hands in salty water. and they're called Salt Wives. And each episode, one of their husbands dies. And they have to confront the other comfort the other.
I think you should make
females celebrate women supporting women. Women who are usually live in seacoast towns who look a little weathered.
Yeah, I think you need to make a graphic novel of this, and then
it's proof of concept. You're correct.
Yeah, you need to make a graphic novel, and then Reese Witherspoon will buy it and make it into a show.
But Reese, no, it needs to be Frances McDormand. I've already said it's Frances McDormand, Connie Britton. Someone suggested Joan Allen. A sissy suggested Joan Allen. That's a perfect idea. It's all the it's all the women over 55.
Is Viola Davis over 50? Because she's very rough. Like she could be like
she's not. No, she's instead of she's no, she's too glam. She's too glam.
Okay,
it would need to be if you wanted an older dowager, June Squibb would be in there. And maybe if there was someone else who we wanted to throw in, I think someone suggested Laura Linney. She's too big. But. I can see it right now. I can see it. Maybe Zosia Mamet plays a very young fisherman's wife. Oh, she's already weathered already.
There's going to be one who's like learning the ropes from the old. Yeah.
Yes. From Frances McDormand.
I want you to make this show.
I want to. And in a way, they're happy. They're devastated when their husband doesn't come back. But in a way, they're happy. because who wouldn't be?
Somebody gets the person whose husband died in the first episode gets lonely and then explores a lesbian relationship.
Yeah, don't write the show. That's not until season three. The lesbian stuff does not happen until season three when we start dropping viewers. No.
Y'all, I swear we're going to talk about Below Deck.
I already know how many seasons it has. I can see it. It's done that Clint Eastwood blue filter.
Oh, God. Okay.
I see it now. We need to talk about the show.
I could
go off on Salt Wives and my concept of Salt Wives for at least 20 more minutes. I'm going to shut up. First order of business, you guys. I've watched this show. I think I've seen this is also an interesting take because I've seen every episode of Below Deck. I didn't see a lot of episodes of season one of the original Below Deck, but I've seen every episode of Below Deck and Below Deck Med. And this one had never seen any of them until we just did season five. So he's always bringing the perspective of a newbie. And I'm usually sitting over here smoking a cigar going, wait till you see the previous episodes.
Oh, I just want to make one quick announcement, y'all. You can go to our Linktree link because we're going to be doing live shows in New York and Chicago in January. We have other live shows coming too. And actually, just since this is Below Deck and we believe supporting other podcasters supports all podcasters. If you're coming to our New York City show on the 28th or 29th, watch what Crappens just announced that they're doing. Not a live show, but the Crappies on
the awards, which is star-studded.
on January 27th.
Stars. Mostly housewives and people that know.
Yeah. Or people that can fill in the last minute when somebody really famous dropped out.
Yeah. So I think that's the case with us. I think we might be presenting.
Maybe they'll ask us last minute since we're in town. Who knows? But we love to support them. So if you're a fan of both of our shows, go see their live show on the 27th. You can get tickets. Yeah. Go to their Instagram, figure it out. I can't tell you where. I can't give you everything.
They do all the Bravo content.
Yeah, check it out. All right. Overall thoughts, Poods.
This is season 9, Below Deck. Okay, let me run down my big exclamation mark things. Captain Lee is not there. And I heard about it, so it wasn't a huge shock to me. I didn't tell you, so I thought you would be very shocked.
I would encourage you not to watch spoilers, since that's the point of us, is to experience this.
Nope. That's not how I roll. Sorry. Anyway, Captain Lee is having some medical issue. I've heard, by the way, it's not COVID. It is not COVID related. But I like it, Eddie saying he's delayed.
He's delayed.
It's kind of like when someone gets pregnant and leaves the country. She's in a convent in France. Yep. Mm-hmm. Spending time with the French nuns.
She'll be back holiday.
In 9 months.
In 9 months. Yes.
And she'll be fresh as a daisy. Fresher than she left.
Fresher than she left.
It does. I think supposedly Captain Lee's okay, but. We have a fill-in, an interim captain. I'm going to call him a fill-in. Captain Sean. A sprightly fellow.
He is like a saucy, drunk Chicago leprechaun.
Who kind of talks like this all the time.
He does seem like your drunk uncle from Chicago that just was always upset.
It's not even that. He's got bad uncle jokes.
Yeah.
I'm going to rank him below Captain Lee, obviously, but above Captain Sandy. Because, yes, Captain Sean is a really shitty micromanager, as we see in the first. So that he shares with Sandy. Unlike Captain Sandy, he will actually do something instead of point at something and stand back with your arms crossed going, you know, I just need you to do it, to lead, rise.
But, I haven't seen any difference. So I'm assuming Captain Lee gets involved and helps.
No.
Actually, I watched him and I thought, you shouldn't be getting involved in any of this.
You shouldn't be.
You're the captain. Yeah. So in a way, I feel like it's almost worse than Captain Sandy in some ways.
Kind of, but first of all, there's no one worse than Captain Sandy. It's not possible.
I don't know.
You're wrong. You're incorrect. Sorry. You're not going to win this. Until you see 5 more seasons of Below Deck Med, you will never win this.
I'm just saying what going off of what I've seen. I'm not thrilled about this. It's going to be Captain Sean. And so the crew is going to, first of all, let's talk about, if you're new to the show, there's the crew and then there's, which is the deck crew and the stewardess.
Boy, you explained that really well.
But I'm just saying there's a deck crew and the stew crew.
There's exterior and interior. Let's just say that.
Yeah. But they call, And so the first person we meet is Eddie, who you said was on the show last year.
Yeah, he's been on the show many times.
Okay.
On Below Deck. I think he's been on the show, I want to say 3 or 4 seasons before.
Okay.
Possibly only 3.
And he's going to
He's a familiar face, though.
He's the first officer, and this is the first, is this the first time he's the first officer?
He's been bosun before.
Okay. Officer and bosun is the same thing.
No, it's not.
It's not?
I'm letting you hang yourself here.
No, I don't mind hanging. No, I'm safe for people that don't know, because I thought Malia was a bosun. Well, who's the first? What's the difference between a bosun and first officer?
A stripe and some money, but it's basically the same duties.
So who was first officer on Below Deck Med?
They didn't have one.
Oh, so I'm glad I asked, because if you're new to this, and if some people, because some people just started watching the show with us, that is confusing. So there's no bosun then on this ship?
Right. That is correct.
Okay, so see, I didn't know that. So it's not Hageman. It's just that,
no, I'm just, but I'm saying confusing. When you start talking about it and you don't ask a question.
No, I'm trying. That's what I was just prefacing. So sometimes people have bosuns and sometimes they have first officers. Do they ever have both?
I don't know. I think they do. It depends on, I think you have to have a bigger yacht. But a first officer
is a higher rank.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That's clear. Okay. So
I'm trying to think if we had a first officer before. I think so. I need to go back and think about that.
So Eddie is in charge of,
he's in charge of exteriors.
But Rachel is going to be the chef.
And Rachel's the chef.
Those are the only two people that are previous.
Yes. Okay, and Rachel was the chef last season. And that's the only time we've seen her. Eddie has been around previously.
So do you
have any first impressions that I could...
And we're going to do first impressions for the rest of the cast, too.
Yeah.
But I thought Poodle and I would play a game of what's my first impression and seeing if it hits the mark. Okay.
Yeah.
So my first impression of Eddie.
Yeah.
Eddie is he's a frat boy who loves to tailgate at every single football game and never grew up. And he is on a boat because he never wants a real job in his whole life. And he really wants to bang someone there. That's my impression of Eddie.
That's not far off. Okay. But you need to know he's good at his job. He's a good leader.
Okay.
Except for when he's not. And there is a lot of Eddie hate, which I don't, I think if you hate Eddie, you don't like anybody. I think it's, the people who hate Eddie are the people who, they don't like any returning people. They're going to have problems with everybody. The people who hate Eddie, Eddie is like a frat boy. He is. But Eddie also has a little bit of insecurity that keeps him a little bit more empathetic than a frat boy. He also does do his job well and tries to keep morale up. And he has his detractors. I'm an Eddie fan.
He seems like he would be very loud and annoying when he was drunk.
That is true.
Okay.
But I feel like louder and annoying when they are drunk is the chef, Rachel.
Okay. So I feel like we're not going to be far off on this one. My first impressions of Rachel's are that she's first of all, already I'm like, oh, you're a raging alcoholic. And
I'm not saying that she does not have an easy relationship with alcohol. I will say that.
But for people that are new, I do have a master's in therapy. So based off of what I'm not, she can come at me, whatever. I'm not saying this in life, but I'm just saying.
She does. She is active on socials.
Come at me. But all at the Matt Marr, come at me. But I will say, just from my experience, I went, oh, yes. You give me that. She at least gives me that vibe of someone who has a very intense problem with alcohol and also is hugely, hugely narcissistic.
You're not far off.
Will burn anyone at their own expense to get her way.
Again, you're not far off.
Okay, that's what my overall hair.
I will say she's a good chef. She works very hard.
She seems super talented.
She is super cool with I'm a Rachel fan. There are people who hate her. I'm a Rachel fan.
I shouldn't say that. I said sounds negative. I don't dislike her. She just seems very intense.
She is very intense. She is good TV.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
She did a thing last season where she literally walked off the boat. It was very, she's very dramatic. What makes her good TV and what I like about her is she just doesn't take, she is a very, very real person. She keeps it real all the time.
I can see that. She does not seem fake at all.
She, the biggest problem I have with her is that she can really dish it out, but like Chef Matthew, but no, nowhere near. It. She cannot take it.
She's horribly insecure.
She is very, very sensitive. And she had lots of problems with the stew situation last season. And I'm certain that they had to get rid of, they probably wanted to have Rachel, and Francesca, the chief stew, said, I'm not working with that bitch again. And I will say, when Rachel is on a tear, she kind of loses it. And it's, but honestly, in this franchise, they just let chefs do that. And they see, and it's okay for a chef to flop, to, and it's, and weirdly, we accepted a lot more of a male chef than a female chef.
Do they, when you say this franchise, is it
not
the
weirdly,
franchise?
It's obviously.
Well, yeah. Is it the franchise or is it the, maybe, and I don't think you would know. Come at us, boat sissies. Is it a yachting sissies? Is it the franchise or is it the industry that lets chefs get away with that?
I don't know. So. I just know that chefs are always drama. And it's always been that way since the first season. And when they're not drama, they're usually bad chefs.
Yeah. Yeah. Rachel definitely seems like if she's liking you, you feel like you are so just in a world of like just great,
yeah,
not great energy, but just a world of like fun and creative. Yeah. And then when she hates you, you actually fear for your life.
Yeah, that's close. I think you should know that Eddie and Rachel had a really shaky, she basically saw a lot on the show where he talked about her problems with alcohol and talked about what a mean and vicious person she can be. And she said, I thought we were cool. And that's why you're seeing her be a little cold towards him. More than a little cold. She's more chilling him out.
She said, yeah, I can't stand your fucking face. So
yeah.
So those are our returners. So Poodle, do you want to talk about Dick Crew or do you want to talk
Dick
about
Dick Crew? Let's talk about interiors first. Let's talk about our new chief stew, Heather. I'm gonna go first.
I already knew you did. I was
Heather
just
is blonde. That's all that's how she leads with everything.
Yeah.
Heather is blonde. She's been in yachting for about, I'm going to say 5 years or so. And unfortunately,
personality gives you chills down your spine. That's what she
said. And it's like a bottle of champagne. Unfortunately, the bottle of champagne got lip fillers and didn't wait long enough for them to settle before she filmed this season.
They could have settled more. They could have settled a bit more. Yeah, they could have.
Yeah, it's y'all get fillers if you want, but stay out of public for a couple weeks. Boy, then they'll go down, I'm sure. But
at least
damn,
like a month.
That upper lip is just flying up towards her nose.
She talks like I'm blanking. Oh, password. What's her name? She hosts a talk
Here
show
we
now.
Go.
She was in E.T.
Drew Barrymore.
She talks like
Did
Drew
Did you
Barrymore.
Just, what's her name? Drew Barrymore?
I couldn't remember
yes.
her name.
Yes, Drew Barrymore. She does. To
so
me.
That's that little lateral lisp thing.
A little bit of lateral lisp.
Yeah.
The other thing.
But she seems very confident.
She seems to be a good, I think it's a little bit of a smokescreen. That's what it feels like.
Yeah. I
mostly
agree.
Because I think she is probably good at her job, but what I saw the first day with those guests, when Fraser, who we're going to talk about in a minute, And there is no plan for these guests. These guests need a lot. And there's no plan. It's like catch as catch can. So you go to the new cabins, and then I also need you on service. I you new cabins, but also go back there and do cabins. But I also need you on service.
It was very unclear.
And where it could have been, you go do the second stew, Jessica, you go do cabins right now. Laundry can wait. It's much more important for you. If you want to do service, do service. Or have Jessica help with drinks. I don't know if she has before, but just because he's the second stew, I guess she's going to be... She's not really clear so far. This may be a first day thing.
Maybe.
That's where I'm going to say now, we're going to talk about Fraser in a minute. They're going to have problems.
They're going to have problems because I mean, she's lucky that she doesn't have somebody like Lexi who like totally becomes Satan because because Lexi was saying that about Katie and it wasn't really true so much, but this time even I kind of only one season in and Below Deck was just like, girl, we need a game plan for who's on first here.
And it's too early to be completely, OCD about everything.
You know what like it seems with Heather? Thing. Yeah. Heather, I feel like to be a chief stew, maybe you start off as a chief or as a stew, you start off wanting to people please, but then you realize to be a leader and to be a chief stew, you actually need to, which people do you need to please? What do you need to let go? And actually not try to make everything for everyone. I think for all these.
Totally agree. I can't wait till you see Kate Chastain. Because you will see someone, she's not all bubbly and crazy with the guests. She is very cordial, but she delivers. And it's not that when she was talking to the guests, are we having just like the best of times? She feels a little bit like Julie, your cruise director from The Love Boat.
Yeah, she does. Yeah.
It's a little, she makes my teeth hurt a little bit when she talks to the guests.
I agree.
So. I agree. You can use this as a frame of reference. Whereas Katie, you never felt like was being overly saccharine.
A genuine confidence as well.
Right.
Kind of like and she never felt like she was being fake to the guests. Yeah, at all. So.
Right. Shall we talk about the preening queen? Fraser, y'all, we've got a male stew again, and she gay. She gay.
She is. She is.
She's a vicious queen.
She
spits acid.
These are the type of Fraser is the type of gay guy who hates our show.
Yeah, totally. That is exactly what he is.
Y'all, fastidious. Like perfect gays think Jake
they
and I
hate our
like,
show.
They think we're just like slovenly trolls.
We're like that. We're like the people from Idiocracy.
Yeah.
Wouldn't look twice at us.
We're not skinny enough. We're not pretty enough. And we don't talk about Drag Race enough.
Yeah. That's
or whatever.
I don't even think he would like that.
We love Drag Race. Yeah.
But y'all, he's going to have something to say under her breath about everything. And I'm here for it. Because the last time we had this was Josiah with Kate. The last time we had a male stew was Josiah. And Josiah was bitchy, but kind of funny bitchy. But this and him and Kate were, he and Kate were besties.
Well, Fraser is neurotic.
Oh, so, that's an understatement.
So that's the deal. The reason why he loves to do his job is because he's trying to calm his own inner anxiety about whatever the shit he's dealing with in life. And that's why it's going to come out.
And I know we throw OCD around. People's like, oh, I have OCD. Y'all, this is probably obsessive compulsive disorder. This is intense.
It's like, y'all, we all have We gravitate towards
what we do.
We all have bad patterns, and there's like, that was one reason why I became a therapist, is because I realized
you need to figure out yourself.
No, it helped me in that. But I honestly, it was like, I really enjoy for people to talk to me and let me help them kind of delve deep into their lives. But I don't want to do that shit for free anymore because people took advantage of me. So now it's, you want to do that, y'all, you got to pay me for it. So I think maybe that's great that he discovered that he likes this about himself. But you also, when you go into a profession, you got to learn to take the personal out of it. And this job feels so personal for him.
It's
so close to his chest.
And he's going to throw some passive aggressive shit at Heather, and she's going to blow up.
Like the reference of like Katie and Courtney really care about their jobs. But when they leave their job at 5 o'clock, they don't fucking care about what's being done on the boat.
Yeah.
Whereas Fraser is probably dreaming about and all, like they're going to go and he's just going to want to talk about stuff on the boat all the time.
Oh, totally. I agree with you. Yeah. And he's probably going to be a wet blanket. I may be wrong about this.
Maybe.
I think he might be a wet blanket. Let's talk about.
He seems like he gets a little slutty. Like, and they show.
Although he did see, we saw Jake. He went, he is so cute.
And we're going to talk about it on this season when Jake probably lost his mind.
Oh, I didn't watch it. I did not watch the coming up.
What?
I didn't watch the on this season.
What?
I didn't watch it. I told you. I just said it. Because I had to eat before I was going to do the show with you because we're having to do this show at a weird time.
So you didn't see Jake and Fraser cuddle and make out?
No, that happened
several times.
Oh, they made out? They didn't make out.
They hinted at a showmance.
Oh, my God. Good for them.
Well, it seems more like a hookup showmance.
They didn't make out.
Yeah. Yeah. They're kissing.
Oh, my God. Drunk or what?
Both. And they're talking about threesomes.
I'm agog right now.
Poodle just got flushed.
I just did. I need to excuse myself to the interior room. Y'all, Jake is hot. Even with that little catfish mustache, which I don't enjoy, he's hot.
You know what? I'm going to let you compose yourself. We're going to take a commercial break, and when we come back, we'll talk about the deck crew. Or we'll finish talking. See, we already forgot
Jessica.
Jessica, she's already that boring.
She's a little forgettable anyway.
We'll see you in a second. Poodle, I got to tell you. I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No. The doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there.
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long, but yes, they are so soft, and the more you wash them, the softer they get, and they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, We've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all black classics to fun expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cool.
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/realitygaze.
That's MeUndies.com/realitygaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in. Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle. I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself. Never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, queens.
So Yeah, real quick, y'all. Jessica, really the only thing I kind of remember about Jessica this episode is that she's kind of klutzy and she sweats a lot because that's what she said.
And she loves laundry.
Laundry.
I've never heard anyone say they loved laundry.
Well, the laundry guy on Discovery Plus, I did enjoy that show. I did enjoy that show.
That every time I see his face, it kind of freaks me out, but also strangely soothes me.
That's exactly what that show is, y'all.
People love that show.
It's not exciting, but if you need something, I watched that when I thought my father was going to die that week, and it was very calming. He didn't, y'all.
You just watched him get red wine stains out of pants.
It was so AMSR, whatever.
AMSR, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, let's talk about the deck crew, shall we?
Yes. Dick crew. We've already talked about Eddie as first officer. Yeah. We have three others. We have Jake, who we just said earlier. I believe an Aussie or a Brit. I haven't heard as much.
Just hashtag poodles type.
Yeah, totally. Then we also have Raina, who is, if I'm not mistaken, our first black woman deckhand.
Oh, that's cool.
If I'm not mistaken. Someone will remind me. It's been like 10 seasons.
She seems just, I like her energy. She seems just very... a little bit of like, we'll poke the bear in like a fun way, but just seems very chill.
I don't know enough. I think she's going to be jockeying enough for camera time. I'm a little worried about.
I think she's going to be in some showmances.
You might be right.
She isn't. Sorry, I forget. You didn't see the thing. She is in some showmances. Also, and then there's Wes.
Wes is hot, too.
Wes is hot. I will say, the guys are much hotter on this Below Deck than Below Deck Med.
It's so funny you say that, because these aren't even hot, hot guys.
Like, I know.
We still aren't hitting, like, hunk potential.
I know.
Robert from, like, last season. Oh, my God. Robert, there's no, like, Emil. There's no, and there's no like Kelly. Oh, and now most of the hotties are hottie yotties are absolute douchebags. So
which
it's probably
them hotter
good
to you
a little, but not have if I'm working with them.
Have you had sex in a while? Because you're really, really invested in.
You know, I haven't, and maybe that's why I'm a little bit more keyed up. The normal one.
This. Someone needs to untie your sailor knot.
It is a little tight.
A little wee. So they we really, like Jake said, we don't know a lot of. Was Wes on a Below Deck Selling Yacht? Wasn't someone on Selling Yacht on this season, I thought? Or am I mistaken?
I don't think so. I've never watched Sailing Yacht. I haven't watched
because
any of those.
He said that he usually is on sailboats and
No, he's on sailboats. Like, but he's not on Sailing Yacht. He's a captain of a sailboat.
Are they not a sailing boat and a sailing yacht's not the same thing?
But you're talking about the show Below Deck Sailing Yacht. He's a captain of sailboats.
I think someone said that. Somebody from Selling Yachts or Selling Below Deck Selling Yachts on it.
This sounds like a really reliable source. I think someone said that sailing someone yacht.
Someone said it in the Sissy Squad, I thought. Y'all, that's our private Facebook group, the Sissy Squad. We have fun in there. Clearly, I'm from a landlocked state of Oklahoma, and I don't know anything about sailing.
Thank you for saying it correctly, because you normally say sailing.
What? No, that's not the way you say it. Why would I do that?
All right.
Wouldn't do that ever. Okay.
Because you sail. You're sailing.
Yeah, you sail. So, okay. Y'all, we don't know a lot about them. So what we do know is that there's the crew meeting, and that's where Captain Lee basically says,
Captain Sean, you don't take the name of Captain Lee out of your mouth.
Well, we find out Captain Lee was delayed.
Delayed or in a convent in France.
What did you think about Captain Sean's kind of motivational welcome speech?
Okay, he's trying to come in. Captain Sean's loving the camera time.
Loving it.
I guarantee you he's going to tell captain stories when he's goes to dinner with the captain.
You know that those people that requested dinner are pissed because they wanted like, Daddy Lee.
Thought we were going to get Captain Lee.
Not the drunk leprechaun from like... from like
that chased around Jennifer Aniston in that horror movie.
Yeah.
So he's basically saying... Well, Harry, also, by the way, you guys, if you were used to really hot engineers, good luck next time.
Not this time at all.
One in the end who kind of looks hot, but the others look like Teamsters.
Yeah.
They're just there with, like, they need to be in black and have lots of keys.
Yeah.
These didn't look like stage hands, except with the exception of wearing black.
Yeah.
They're speaking of stagehands, y'all. Celebrate IOTC right now. They're still in their negotiations. Union strong.
We support them.
So especially after that that horrible accident that happened on that film shoot with Alec Baldwin.
Oh God!
What? Sorry to try to.
Why did you bring it down? Wow.
Well, you know why that crew walked off. The union crew walked off. That's why. And they had no, it was a non-union crew after that. Sorry. I need to move on. I'm sorry.
This just completely killed the show.
Captain Sean basically says, you know, I'm just going to tell you a little bit how I work. A lot like Captain Lee, really, but I don't really crack the whip.
No.
But I'm good at swinging an axe.
Yeah. Good at
silence. And Eddie's like, this guy's fucking nuts.
And he's like, so don't fuck around. Don't piss me off. Or
I'm not going to yell at you. I'm just going to fire you. Okay.
Yeah.
Have a great day.
Again,
yo, this is like a nightmare manager. If you've ever had a serving job and you're like, I'm really worried that my manager kills people on the weekends.
I keep thinking that like he's an extra in Shameless or like. That it's just he's so aggressive.
Well, it's all for the cameras, I guarantee you. It's all
but it's a really horrible boss thing to say. I don't care if you fucking learned about life and wherever in like Morgan Park, Chicago, or whatever it's called. Like, it's just a horrible way to lead people.
Well, yeah. There's a little bit about who's going to be first, second, and third stew.
You know what? Maybe he needs to lead her ship tour.
No. You know what? At least that would be mildly inspirational in the weirdest way. Uh-huh. I don't think Captain Sean saying, yeah, when someone does something, make them feel bad about not doing it perfectly. Yeah.
You call them a pussy and tell them that their daddy didn't spank them hard enough. Somebody bring me a beer. Like, that's the vibe I get from him.
I think you're thinking he's worse than I do, but that's something.
I kind of do, anyway.
Rachel joins the crew, and basically they're having a pref sheet meeting. And the guest, Nikki, and her girlfriends, and they want everything high-end. Red flag, everybody.
It was like,
They want high-end pancakes.
They want high-end, like, just high-end everything. It was silly. Yeah. It was silly.
Then, rich, as they said, rich bitch shit only. That was also one of the things. If you have to say rich bitch shit only...
Yes. Now, someone told us, someone sent us a message. I think this can be public. Because we were asking, like, how much of a discount they get. And someone
No, this is well known. Yeah.
That they don't pay for the cruise at all. They only pay for the tip.
Yeah. It's no, they do pay for it. It's like a 50% discount, though.
They Sissy emailed us on our Patreon and said that her friend just went and they didn't pay anything but the tip.
Just the tip.
Oh shit!
Well, as I soon never as I want edit, just the tip.
Give it all, balls deep.
So that's good to know.
This ass is made for Shaft.
Wow. Entry and exit. So we see the primaries, y'all, and just the clothes tell you everything. They looked like they saw Stella got her groove back and based everything on those clothes.
They actually all look beautiful, but that one girl who was wearing that
big old hat.
Huge My Fair Lady hat, and it's just like, y'all, it's so windy, it's just like hitting her in the face. Like,
but you have to admit, the proportions are outrageous. They googled rich bitch vacation clothes, and yes, that's what they got.
Yes, it was some of them.
It's like an Amazon costume version of vacation clothes.
A few of them look good. Like, I thought the primary, I thought her outfit looked cute, and someone was wearing just like an orange top with pants. But yes, it was like a 50-50, where some of them looked cute, and some of them just looked extra.
Yeah. I think that's a good word to describe these primary groups, this charter. One guest is really fond of something called a chocolate martini. The best way to have a chocolate martini is when one can go to a strip club and be danced upon by other girls promptly. And unfortunately, you may vomit on their shoes promptly and you go home. And then you look at some pornography, you have yourself another chocolate martini, and I'm drinking chocolate martinis currently in heaven. Sorry, when I hear the term chocolate martini, I have to do someone from Smothered, Frank.
Yeah, that's Frank from Smothered. Rest in peace, Frank and Smothered.
We always order chocolate martini. Brett's, I did that for him. You pour out a chocolate martini.
You did do that for him. I think a chocolate martini would be so just
disgusting in the heat.
Not good.
It's very sweet.
I'm actually looking at a recipe right now just because, is it vodka is it Godiva liqueur?
It's got Godiva liqueur in it, I believe, and vodka.
You can do like Bailey's Irish Cream. Oh, it's like a creamy. I hate creamy alcohols.
Ooh. No, it's pretty gross. Espresso martinis, however.
I've never
everyone was into them.
Is it vodka?
I finally have one, yeah. But there's a little bit more. It's not just vodka and espresso.
Was like, it good?
It was good. It was good. Hyped me up a little bit.
I was going to say, were you fucking hyped as fuck?
Yeah. But it's better than a Red Bull and vodka. So they are one of my favorite moments. I've just got to say is the captain's like, "Well, here you go. How far is that, Eddie? How far do you think that is?" He's like, "Oh, about 100 feet." He's like, "Well, that's pretty close, but closer to 150." Just an asshole, y'all. Again, this dude is an asshole.
Yeah, sorry, Eddie. Apparently, your gym teacher was fucking stupid and couldn't teach you anything, Eddie.
But he would never be that mean.
You went to a bad school, but that's like the subtext underneath.
But that's the subtext. Yes. Like, yeah, you tried.
Yeah, you tried. You fucking moron. Like, that's what I feel like he wants to say.
And y'all, Heather is already be like, who wouldn't tidy their bar after Fraser made the drink? It's like, oh, we got to tidy this bar. We got to tidy the bar. And I'm thinking, and you send him down to make, he made a drink. You send him down to do cabins. And then you wanted him back up. He can't, I guarantee you, Fraser's not someone who can turn on a dime and change things.
No, because he gets so neurotically focused. Now, he also said, so he is not used to making drinks.
Yeah, because he only was in charge of housekeeping.
Yeah.
I can't believe they hired someone. So if if Jessica doesn't know how to make cocktails either and never been on service before, this is probably a little bit of this is a bit of fuckery here.
Yeah, so, because I feel like that's a huge job of a stew.
Well, because think about last season that you have a frame of reference. Even Lexi knew how to make cocktails.
Now, Courtney didn't do right. that much, but Katie taught her. But Katie and Lexi both can make cocktails.
But let's assume that if Jessica does know how to make cocktails and has service experience, which I don't think she does. She only had like 2 months experience. So this is the staffing company hiring two people without serving experience. Mm-hmm. So your chief stew is the only one who has it. That's a little problem. That's a problem. Yeah,
that's a problem.
So that's what's going to have. We're going to see how that tracks.
Yeah.
What did you think about Captain Sean trying to do a truth or dare question? That skeezed me out.
He looks at truth or dare. What's the most disgusting thing you've done with a piece of food? And then he goes, huh.
And then he laughs about it.
And y'all,
you should have seen what I did with this banana right before we had this scene.
Yeah, he's laughing because he's thinking about a watermelon that he cut a hole in and fucked it like an organic fleshlight.
Wow. You really did not like him.
I really did not like Captain Sean.
So they're playing Truth or Dare Jenga and they're serving dinner's fine. Of course, Rachel's a great chef. So there's two serving conch fritters. And I liked it when Fraser said, I've never had a conch, but I've had a bonk.
I've had a bonk. What's a bonk?
A bonk, a fuck, a funk.
Oh, a bonk. Funk. What is Fraser's accent? Is it British?
I think he's a Brit.
Okay.
Fraser. Let's make sure we say it. Not Fraser, like Fraser Crane.
Well, sorry. It's confusing.
You're going to call him Fraser all fucking season. I'm just trying to be preemptive about it.
I wrote it every time, and I have to remind myself not to say it wrong.
Yeah, here we go. Yeah, I'm sure.
Baby, I hear the blues are calling. Dossettes
and scrambled eggs. That's how we're going to introduce every Fraser sequence. It's not your... Well, Heather calls him Fraser, too. Fraser. Anyway, it's the next morning, y'all.
Oh, I'm laughing because you probably watched this, and as soon as he said his name, you went.
Yeah, I know.
Fucker.
That's exactly what I did. So, y'all, the primary wishes to see Heather, and the primary is like, "I'm sorry." Now, I thought, is there an easier way to do this so it doesn't come off less like a Karen?
And no, because Heather said, "Is everything okay?" And she went, "Oh, unfortunately not." like someone had shat in her room.
Someone had taken a crap in her bed.
It's like a big dump with a paper bag now, and lit it on fire.
I get that it's very opulent but dude, it seems like she'd been waiting to make this complaint.
And she, y'all, there's just a little bag that's sitting on a couch in a corner of trash. That's it.
And Heather was like, "I'm so sorry, that can't happen. That's a rookie mistake. We'll fix that." She's like, "I know. I'm so sorry." And she's, the thing about it, the primary isn't sorry to complain about
it. No,
not
at all.
She's been waiting to do it.
Would you complain about that? I feel like I would just pick up the bag and put it in the trash.
I would. Yeah. I would not complain. Because I think... the things I would complain about is if my bed hadn't been changed, or if there were towels all over the floor. But I would do it in a way that was like, "Hey, I know you guys are busy, but can you just send somebody with the towels? It's not a big deal."
Would you complain if the food was not to your liking?
Yeah, that would be a complaint.
What would you do if the drinks weren't to your liking?
I'd say, "Let me make my own." Just leave the bottle here.
y'all.
It's not hard to fuck up a vodka.
You think he's lying? No, but leave it here. Not.
Leave me the bottle. I don't need my drinks made for me. I still make drinks like I was in college. Here's the bottle. Here's the mixer. Here's some ice. I don't need measurements.
And then he just stirs it with his finger.
Yeah. That's the way it works. It'll stir itself after you drink a little bit.
Wow.
Fuck, I drank Franzia all the way through school in these big mugs.
And Burnett's vodka.
God, Burnett. How did I drink that shit? I just burned a hole in my stomach just thinking about it. So anyway, Heather tried to said, Fraser, can I meet you? Can you see me? He's like, this was also not the best way to put this. She was a little passive aggressive. She's like, can we really make it always going to be the best? It's always going to be the service the service has to be that high.
So I didn't see this as passive aggressive. I saw this as she not wanting to call out someone probably on like the first, like the second day of a charter and say like, yeah, you left a bag out. I actually thought this was, but I mean, you
know, I think it's easy. I can see it from both ways.
No, I can too. Now that you said it, I can see it from both ways. We just don't know well enough.
It was done in a way of also asserting her authority over it. Mm-hmm. And I would have much rather been specific. He actually asked about specific things.
Well, he did later. But in that moment, she just said it for both of them.
But that's enough. I would want to know what's wrong.
But see, I think that I agree with that too. But I think that they probably have different philosophy because where Fraser is so focused on just the little minute details. And that's also probably one of the big reason why he can't micromanage well.
Yeah. And she basically says, he says, finally, he's like, here's the thing. Can we make a deal? I can't do service and housekeeping at the same time. And
she told him, she said, well, they found a trash bag, but she never said it was him, even though she probably knew it was him.
Right.
Anyway, go ahead.
But she didn't, it was Fraser who she basically talked. The other girl went.
Yes, 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 yes.
It was exclusive. It was him. So he knew he had fucked up, but she didn't say what it was. And if I had been me, I'd be like, no, you're making me crazy here.
Yo, later. I'm sorry. I was talking about later when he said, did they say anything in particular? And she said, they found a trash bag on the ship.
But he had to ask her.
Yeah, he did have to ask her. And that's when do you think this is a good thing that Fraser said, look, I love doing service, but this is difficult.
It's not going to help. It's not, she's not the kind of manager he's going to be happy working for. It's going to chip away. There's going to be some, she's going to have to find a different way to manage or, bend him to her will.
Because she even says, I don't think he realizes that there's a bigger picture.
Yeah, because it's like you have to fly by the seat of your pants. And I don't think he's used to that.
And the problem is they're both kind of right in that she is right. He doesn't get the bigger picture. He's just seen small moments. But like you mentioned earlier, she could do a better job of giving a plan. Because I will say just the one season I've seen it, Katie was very good at saying, this is a plan. This is how we're going to do this. Da, da, da.
Right.
It wasn't like, it was only in an emergency did she say, scrap the plan. I need you to come up. But we never felt that.
And what would have happened would have been instead of Katie, to her own detriment, would have kept someone without having to change them, would have kept someone down in cabins, and she would have made all the drinks. And may have caused her a lot of stress to do it.
And but, I think, maybe Heather is not, I don't know. I think at the beginning of the episode when we saw someone crying saying, I think I made the worst decision in my life, I think that was Heather.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, it's going to be a breakdown, y'all.
So the guests, you guys, they're supposed to be doing a little picnic. And we've already talked about Captain Sean trying to figure out in his cushion Olympics, trying to figure out what was the best fit for the boat.
Really involved with this, and he's driving Eddie crazy. And y'all, this
would piss me the fuck off too.
I think Captain Sean, because he was the traveling captain.
Crossing captain.
So I would think y'all, from the limited experience I know,
to bring the boat there.
They're crossing captain. There's someone's a crossing captain because they're probably not good with people.
Ding, ding, ding. Yeah, I think you'd be right.
And y'all, he feels like this is finally his day out to do this. And he's on TV and he's thinking, this is my audition. If Captain Leaves dies, they're going to pick me to be the captain.
I honestly think, and I'm going to say this now and I'm going to regret it, I think he's the fill-in for Captain Sandy.
Oh yeah,
because they're giving him TV time, and they're going to give him like two, maybe at least two or three episodes, I think.
I hope you're wrong, because I hate this guy.
I know. I just have this feeling. I just have this, because there's a lot of similarities between the two.
And y'all, because we know Captain Sandy is taking a break for her Lead Her Ship Tour. Get your tickets if you want to learn nothing. Although,
and you listen to lots of lesbian remixes.
Yes. She was just on our show. She did a remix to Sarah McLachlan.
McLachlan, not McLaughlin.
That's what I said.
How dare you?
Anyway, I think, that's basically it. But all I want to say is the guests are already asking and saying, hey,
when can we go to the beach?
And we already have Fraser, who is
caught. Fraser! Right.
That's what I said.
No, go to the tape, Gary.
So he already radioed and said, hey, y'all, they want to get on the thing. And then we hear Captain Sean say, yeah, we're almost done. They're going to have to be delayed 30 minutes.
Because I need more time to arrange cushions.
Yeah, that's not going to be. Y'all, because apparently he wants to make this fucking look like Anthropology in the middle of the fucking dock.
So Eddie, bring some more. And Eddie's so pissed off. Also, I want to point out one more thing. Rachel is in love with Heather because Heather just like lets the chef do what she wants to do, and so that's a lot better than the stews last season with Rachel, because there was a lot of friction there.
It looks like they might actually get somewhat along this season.
Yeah, I don't know if I put any stakes in with Rachel to get along with people.
Yeah.
Again, I'm a fan. I'm a fan of her insults. I'm a fan of I enjoy watching her behavior. I don't love when she gets really rageful.
No, that could be bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, y'all, it's going to be an exciting season. Thank you for hopping in with us. That's the show. You can go to realitygaze.com. That's our website. You can see all of our live show
information.
No more porn. Yeah, we bought the website. You can get our live show information from there. You can also get it from our Linktree link that's in the show notes, and that's on our Instagram biography. Again, if you want to listen to Poodle's mother on the podcast, Don't Tell My Mother.
With Nikki the Linktree Levy. It's in the Linktree.
It's in the Linktree as well.
People have been telling me how adorable she is and how much they love her. And my mother is taking it all in stride.
They haven't texted her on Mother's Day. Yeah, I learned that the hard way. Yeah, that's all I'm going to say about that.
he literally said, and tell Jim I said happy Father's Day to my father.
I was texting her. And she was texting me back, and I said, Jake's doing really well. Just wanted you to know. Tell Jim that I said happy Father's Day. She said, thank you for your sweet message, Matt. That's so nice. Funny, I didn't get a text on Mother's Day. I guess Jim's more important. Gah, LOL.
That's a little bit of the mother poodle I know and love. She bait and switches you.
I showed Jake and I was like, how do I respond to it? He said, you don't.
You don't.
You don't.
You say, love you.
Yeah. Bye. Hope to see you.
Anyway.
So on that note, y'all, it is almost Halloween. It's October. Fall stuff is coming. Our LA show in November is coming. We're excited. Lots of fun stuff happening. So we appreciate your support very much, y'all. And just thank you for being, we just had like some sweet messages of people in the Sissy Squad and just lately on Instagram of people saying they've really appreciated not only us and the podcast, but the listeners that they've connected with as well. And so we're excited to finally be seeing people out in the real world. It's going to be fun.
Yes.
All right, let's do this. We don't have a... Oh, well, yeah,
we do have a sign-up. You always say that. Y'all, we will see you next week. But for now, we say... Anchors again!
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.